Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the weekend weather forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today will be sunny with a high near 46 degrees. Tonight, snow, mainly after 1 a.m., a low around 32, new snow accumulation of around an inch possible. Saturday, rain and snow before noon, and then a chance of rain in the afternoon, a high of 47. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 28, and on Sunday, a 20% chance of rain after 2 p.m. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high near 46. And in the news for today, in our continuing reporting on the upcoming April 5th nonpartisan general election, today we'll look at voting law changes in Wisconsin. In 2021, Wisconsin Republican-controlled legislature passed six restrictive voting laws, which were all vetoed by Democratic Governor Tony Evers, who said they would present unnecessary and damaging hurdles for Wisconsinites to participate in our democracy. The bills would have cut back on the number of absentee ballot drop boxes, limited who can return an absentee ballot on behalf of another voter, and barred the Wisconsin Elections Commission from automatically sending absentee ballot applications or absentee ballots to voters, among other measures. Republicans also tried to pass a law to end the photo ID exemption for indefinitely confined voters, which would have presented significant hurdles for voters with disabilities, that all according to reporting from the Wisconsin Examiner. Statewide, the following changes will be in effect for the upcoming election year beginning next week. The following information is intended to provide updated information regarding that election. Your polling place may have changed from the location you voted at previously. The Wisconsin Election Commission's My Vote Wisconsin website allows you to verify your polling place and provides directions to every polling place in the state. In Vernon County, polling places remain the same. You need an acceptable photo ID to vote, but your ID for voting does not need to show your current address or have a star on it. Most voters already have the photo ID they need to vote, such as Wisconsin driver's license or ID. A voter who does not have an acceptable ID must be offered a provisional ballot and the opportunity to submit a photo ID within 3 days after the election. A Waukesha County Circuit Court judge issued an order in March that states that an elector must mail or deliver his or her own absentee ballot, except where the law explicitly authorizes an agent to act on an elector's behalf. The only way to cast an absentee ballot is to place it in an envelope and then mail it or deliver the ballot in person to the municipal clerk. The use of drop boxes is not allowed under Wisconsin law unless the drop box is staffed by the clerk and located at the office of the clerk or a properly designated alternate site. Voters who received their absentee ballot by mail should return it to the clerk's office as soon as possible. On Election Day, most voters may deliver their absentee ballots directly to their normal polling place, but must arrive before polls close at 8 p.m. Any voter who has not returned their absentee ballot is still eligible to vote in person on Election Day. On voting day, polls open at 7 a.m. and close at 8 p.m. And once again, Election Day is Tuesday, April the 5th. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.